Now, that's what I like, a bit of storm and passion to open Encore. I'm David Bourne.
And I'm Patricia Goodson.
And Patricia, that really was quite a dramatic opening. What is it that we've just been hearing? I don't think we've had organ music on the show before.
No, we haven't, which is really kind of an oversight. That was the opening of Bedřich Antonín Wiedemann's Toccata and Fugue in F minor, performed with great spirit, I might add, by the head organist of St. James Basilica in Prague, Irena Hřibková, on a new CD entitled simply Bedřich Antonín Wiedemann on the Rosa label.
And I have to admit that Wiedemann isn't a name that I know.
And I didn't know it either, but I was delighted to find out about him, although I didn't find out a whole lot. He was born in Moravia and lived from 1883 until 1951. And he was educated in Prague, partly as at the seminary, and was briefly even a student of Vyacheslav Novak. He became a very influential teacher and evidently a much-loved and quite active performer.
Yes, if you look in the CD booklet, you can see what one of his students, the composer Jiří Ropek, wrote. And I quote here, "Every week I would look forward to Tuesday evening. I would rush to the Emmaus church. I would glance upwards with reverence to catch the tiniest glimpse of this amazing man who had the gift of awakening unforgettable feelings in his listeners through his art. I used to leave entranced."
Well, I wish we could hear that. Unfortunately, I think there's only one known recording of him performing. And by the way, he composed about 340 works, and almost none of it is published or recorded. And this booklet, again, indicates that this is because he was on the outs with the communists.
So this CD, which contains pieces for soprano and organ, as well as for organ solo, is doing really a very great service. So let's hear a bit of a vocal piece written for the second Sunday in Lent, the Tribulationes Cordis Mei, from 1933. Mezzo-soprano Pavla Vykopalová and organist Irena Hřibková with Bedřich Wiedemann's Tribulationes Cordis Mei, and the organ we heard there was St. James in Prague, where Irena Hřibková is organist.
And we should probably mention that Wiedemann himself helped oversee the reconstruction of that organ in the 40s, and in fact turned it into a large romantic organ from the Baroque organ it had been. It has since been turned back into sort of a hybrid with the original stops as well as some of the romantic components. So anyway, if we can go back to the stormy vein, we can turn now to works by Jiří Antonín Benda, who lived from 1722 to 1795, and whom you may know as Georg Benda, because most of his working life was spent in German-speaking lands, particularly in Prussia. And we have a new CD on the Arta label, a four concerti for harpsichord and string quartet, performed by Václav Lux and the Collegium 1704.
And Bender was active during the so-called Sturm und Drang period in Germany. That's at the end of the 18th century. And I know that in literature that had a lot to do with, well, angry young men rebelling against conventions and immersing themselves in nature and really giving precedence to the convictions of the heart rather than reason. It all sounds very much like the 1960s. How did this translate, though, to music?
Well, largely in terms of an emphasis on strong dynamic contrasts, the use of minor keys, lots of chromaticism, and a bit more interest in counterpoint, which had kind of fallen by the wayside after the days of Bach. And all of this was meant to give a sense of passion and feeling and natural emotions. And in music, this style was known as the Empfindsamerstil, which means in German the sensitive style.
So this sounds very intriguing. So we should have a listen now. Let's hear the opening of the Concerto in F minor for harpsichord and string quartet by Jiří Antonín, also known as Georg Bender. The opening there of Jiří Antonín Bender's Concerto in F minor for harpsichord and string quartet in a suitably passionate and fast performance there by Václav Lux and Collegium 1704. And that's on the Arta label.
And two more little things about Bender. He had some of his greatest success with melodramas, which is spoken word and music, and which we've featured in earlier shows. And this is something of a Czech specialty. And I hope we can locate them someday because they were admired by Mozart and inspired Mozart, in fact, to plan to write his own melodrama, but he never got to it, unfortunately. But Bender was a composer very much admired by Mozart. And there are no less than 12 Benders listed in the Groves Dictionary of Music. And members of the family are active musicians to this day, both here and abroad.
So that's Jiří Bender. Let's turn now to something else, to the debut CD of a rising star on the Czech conducting scene, Jakub Hruša, with the Prague Philharmonia Chamber Orchestra. This is a supraphon recording of Dvořák's Czech Suite and Waltzes. This repertoire has, of course, been well covered by the greats of the past, so Patricia, does Hruša have something special to add?
Well, yes, I think so. For one thing, he gets a remarkably silken sound out of the orchestra. Just listen to the opening of the Czech Suite here.
Well, I'm sorry to have to cut that off, but it is very lovely music.
Well, here is something perhaps less well known, one of his waltzes, which was originally written for piano. They were orchestrated by the esteemed Dvořák scholar Jaromil Berghauser, and I think he did a fine job of imitating Dvořák's style of orchestration. Here's the opening of the second waltz, Opus 54, number 2.